This is Leisha Holmes of Key Recruitment, and I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome today John Gorhan of Finlay James. Hi, John.
Hi there. You okay?
I'm very well. Thank you very much indeed. For those who don't know your business, please can you explain what your business does and what services you offer?
Okay, so we are Finlay James Associates. We've been established for just under 17 years. We're in the tech, sales and marketing space. And we place people globally in sales roles, SDR roles, senior marketing roles, senior sales roles, VP sales, that kind of thing, with offices in Manchester, London, San Francisco, and then we've got a couple of guys in New York.
Incredible. So whilst we're recording this, we are still in lockdown, and I would like to ask if it's okay for you to share some of your experiences so far of running a global business, and how you've navigated that so far.
Okay. So in terms of lockdown, we're kind of, 5 weeks in now. So just before lockdown, myself and Sarah, who's my business partner, we were out in Miami for a conference that got canceled. I think I spoke to you around about that time. So that was, at the time we were a little bit frustrated, but in hindsight, you know, it's really, really good that it was canceled. But the plan we had at that time was to open our third office in America, continued growth out of Manchester and London, and it was all super exciting with an amazing Q2. And then suddenly, Trump's on the television, the stock markets are kind of going AWOL, and we realized that we were in a real dogfight in the space of 3 or 4 days. So the first thing we looked to do was sit down and create a group whereby we had our own version of our kind of Python meetings, where government has Cobra, we have Python, and we would sit down once in the morning for half an hour, once in the evening for half an hour, and strategize what we were going to do. So that was with Sarah, with James May, our MD, with Mike Chaterpool, our trainer, with Nick Guy, our VP sales, with Linda Latimer, our HR person. We basically said, how are we going to navigate our way through that? So we did, unfortunately, let 3 or 4 people go pretty early. So these were people who wouldn't have been able to work from home because they were 2 or 3 weeks into recruitment and, you know, had never done a deal, didn't really know what they were doing. So unfortunately, we had to let them loose. We then started to create our furlough strategy. And whereas a lot of companies decided to kind of work on a matrix and, you know, you're going on furlough, you're staying on the pitch, we decided to basically ask the people who wanted to go on furlough and who didn't. And we were thinking maybe 6 or 8 people would. Suddenly the number was 16. And if anything, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, that's grown. So that 16 has turned into 22, 23. And then we'll probably have another 5 or 6 people on furlough on the 1st of May. And our philosophy is, you know, being in recruitment at this moment in time, in the industry, in the market we're in, it's a bit like sending people into a burning building. And if you haven't got the experience, the correct apparatus, the mindset, and, you know, the working conditions, you know, you might have a family, you might have kids at home, unless everything's just about right, you're better being protected for another day and another battle. And that's been our philosophy thus far.
It's a good analogy to use, actually. I think Emma Morris was my guest last week for HR consultant. She talked about people on furlough are basically like a TV's put on standby. And it means that things are ready to move forward again. You've got, you know, however many staff are currently on furlough, they're ready. They're ready and primed. And how are you keeping them engaged? What's been your strategy to? Because your culture's, you know, very upbeat. It's, you know, naturally because you're in sales and tech, it's quite fast paced. It's energy. How are you keeping all those people connected?
Yeah, well, I think good question. I think what we did early on is Sarah, as my business partner, she decided that she would be the first person to step up and go on furlough. So she's been the kind of like the head of the committee, and she's created WhatsApp groups, and those guys have got their own channels completely separate from the people who are still on the pitch. So Everybody will still get involved on a weekly basis when we do the, you know, the Friday quiz at 4:30 or whatever, and drinks and things like that. But during the week, these guys are passing out, you know, recipes, exercise advice. Sarah went on a trip the other day to basically drop some things off with her parents, some shopping, things like that. And she called in on one member of staff with some reading material, which was cool. That's a person on furlough who really, really appreciated that Sarah had gone out of her way to kind of, you know, keep in touch. So there's regular contact, you know, probably every hour between the guys on furlough. So Sarah's encouraging them to watch, you know, certain podcasts, kind of keep engaged. But it's more about the mental side, you know, keeping their chins up, because, you know, whether it's in a month, 2 months, 6 months, whatever it's going to be, we're going to call on, you know, 20, 25, 30 people to basically come back on the pitch. And we want them motivated, ready, willing and able to really contribute when we're going to need their send outs and their specs and their new in, you know, 2-3 months time.
Absolutely. You, one of the things about your brand is that you've got the most incredible volume of followers on social media. So, and a large part of those will be recruiters. What would your advice be to any recruiter watching this in terms of what they should maybe be doing less of during this COVID-19 crisis?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who should be doing less moaning. Yeah, so I don't have any time whatsoever for people who sit on LinkedIn waiting to have a pop at anybody who tries to be positive or tries to be honest or tries to engage with what's going on. So I think, you know, there's victims who will just sit there and feel sorry for themselves, where, you know, as far as I see it, we're all in the same boat. Whether you're, you know, for yourself, Leisha, the owner of a business, you know, it's a bit crap out there. For myself and Sarah, you know, we had an interesting one with our children the other day. So we've got our 20-year-old twins are back from uni, and our son piped up, and it was pretty funny. He said, do you remember last month when you guys had a successful business? And it was like, that's a bit harsh when we're paying for your tea. But he was kind of right, because we've gone from successful growing global tech recruitment business to a startup. But I'm okay with it, I'm fine with it, and we will come out on the other side. So I think people need to stop moaning. That would help. I think this idea of, you know, people kind of over communicating. So I think, you know, yes, as a leader, you've got to kind of make sure you guys are okay, but a Zoom call every hour to check up on how you are, I'm not into that. You know, it's kind of like, we know what we need to do. We need to be helping candidates and clients and our staff, but it's not all about internal comms. You know, if you haven't set, you know, arranged an interview in a week, you know, 25 people in an office kind of, you know, talking about stuff that's kind of non-work related, I don't really see the point of that either. So I think, no moaning, cut out the over communication, and I think hone in on positive rhetoric and hone in on good stuff socially. Yeah. That will keep you relevant within your network for months and quarters to come.
Yeah, definitely. I think a large number of mood hoovers on social media, and they're certainly people that I'm trying to avoid. And I think you're right. I think that there's the over-parenting, isn't there? That you just got to allow people to come to you. That's the whole point of furlough, that you're giving people that choice. And I think it's a very, very wise advice. And one last question. We talk about soft skills in recruitment and sales generally. What do you think are going to be the most critical soft skills you will look for future hires for your business, but also for your customers as well going forward?
Yeah, I think when we hire and when we engage with our clients, and the important thing, you know, empathy is right up there. You know, people who are selfless, people who will go out of their way to help a colleague. So part of the whole kind of Finley James model is that, you know, we collaborate well and we work in partnership and we work in teams, and most of the deals we do are 50-50 splits. So even now, you know, we've got the guys in New York kind of liaising with the guys in San Francisco, who liaise with the guys in London, who liaise with the guys in Manchester. But there's no feuding, there's no kind of aggression, there's no kind of one-upmanship. So I think people who are humble, selfless, rapport building, empathetic, people who listen, people who are not up their own backsides. I think that's the important stuff for me. And those are the people that will continue to recruit and develop once we come out the other side of this.
So the hybrid recruitment is actually one that maybe 20 years ago would have got rejected for saying, I want to help people.
Possibly. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that whole idea, you know, I want to make money. You know, I don't know whether that gets them to second base these days. So, you know, I think, you know, trying to hire people who think about others, you know, my philosophy is if you put other people before yourself, then you're going to help. It's going to help us with our quadruple win, which is one of our values, which you're going to help my candidates, my clients, my staff, and then kind of lastly, you know, you're going to help myself and Sarah, hopefully.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's all really sound advice. And, you know, it's always wonderful to catch up with you, Ansar. I think, you know, as a couplepreneur, you are, is that how you say it? You are, you're always leading the way. So thank you for taking time today. And for anyone who wants to connect to John, his details will be connected to this video. So thank you so much.
Cool. See you guys.
See ya.